The Mishnah says in Daf Beis Amud Alef, HaKol Chayav M'Briya Chutz Mecher Shaita V'Katan. So the Mishnah introduces us to the Mitzvah of Riyah. What exactly is the Mitzvah of Riyah? So Riyah really has two parts to it, as the Pasuk says in the Parshas Reik, Shal Shmam Mashana Yerah Kol Zechucha Spnei Hashem Elokecha. There's one Mitzvah to Yerah Kol Zechucha, to appear in the Azara, Riyah Spanim Be'Azara. And then there's another Mitzvah that you have to do it with a carbon, as it says in the Pasuk, V'Lo Yerah Espanei Hashem Elokecha Reikam, Espanei Hashem Reikam, you can't appear without a carbon. So there's a Mitzvah to appear in the Azara, that's Riyah Spanim Be'Azara. And then there's another Mitzvah that you have to bring a carbon as well, you have to bring the Eilos Riyah, and if you don't bring the Eilos Riyah, you're Mevatel, you're over on this lav of V'Lo Yerah Panei Reikam. Those are the two mitzvahs over here. In the Pasha says these are two independent mitzvahs. They're not tali habaha. One mitzvah to be in the azara, another mitzvah to bring a karban. If you come to the azara without a karban, you're mevatel the mitzvah of bringing a karban, but you're mekayim the mitzvah of riyah ba'azara. The Pasha says these are two independent mitzvahs. But from the Rambam, you see gevaldik chiddush. You see luchar not like this. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Chagiga, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, says like this. He says hariyah ha'amur batara hishenira pana ba'azara b'antavishim shalchag. The mitzvah riyah is that we should appear in the azara on the first day of Yom Tov. V'yava ima karban oila, you bring a karban oila. And then the Rambam says, "Umisha ba la'azar b'yamishon v'lo hevi oila." If you came to the azara and you did not bring an oila, lo yidayu shlo asam mitzvahs asay. Not only did he not do the mitzvahs asay, bringing the of riyah ba'azara, lo ayver aloy sasa, you also ayver on the lab, shnemer lo yiro panai rekam. So it's like the Rambam, if you come to the azara and you don't bring a karban, not only are you mevatel the mitzvah of riyah spanim ba'azara, but you also ayver on the lav of not bringing a carbon. So it's mefurish in the Rambam that if you appear in the Azara without a carbon, you're not even mekayim the mitzvah of riyah spanim ba'azara. There's a bittul the mitzvah of riyah spanim ba'azara. One is, sounds like the Rambam held that they're tali habaha, that this mitzvah bringing a carbon, lo yirah panei reikam, is a tenai in the mitzvah of riyah spanim ba'azara. And if you don't bring a carbon, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of riyah spanim ba'azara at all. So not like we thought that the two separate independent mitzvahs, but they're really one mitzvah, and you can't be mekayim the mitzvah of riyah spanim ba'azara if you happen to not bring a carbon. And the question is, where does Ram get this from? Nisvar, we would think the two separate mitzvahs. Why would you think to link these two mitzvahs together? The Pasha says, you come to the Azara and Mekan, the mitzvah of Riyas Panim Ba'azara, and you're Mevata, the mitzvah of carbon. Why should carbon take away from the mitzvah of Riyas Panim Ba'azara? This Kasha, the Turiyavin, asks on the Rambam. And the Turiyavin asks another Kasha on the Rambam, that Lachar from the Yushama, you see clearly not like the Rambam. And this has to do with a very fundamental machlekes between the Bavli and the Yushalmi, right over here in the beginning of the Masechta. So the Mishnah over here says, "Akol chayavim b'riyah, chutz mecher shayta v'katan v'chulei." So the Pasha says, all these people that are pater from riyah, they're pater from everything. They're pater from riyah's panim bazara, they're pater from riyah's panim b'karban, they're pater from the whole deal. They don't have to come, they don't have to make a karban. That would be the Pasha's in the Mishnah. But Taisus brings down over here from the Yushami. The Yushami says not like that. The Yushami says, "Bemedvar mamurim beiris carbon, beiris panim ba'azara, hakol chayavim." Zok the Yushami, the whole din of the Mishnah, all these people that are pater from riyah, they're only pater from the riyas panim b'carbon. They don't have to bring a carbon, but riyas panim ba'azara, out of the archayavim, they are mechuyev to bring to come to the azara. So it's only a patur in carbon, but stam riyah ba'azara, out of the archayavim. That's the shita Yushami. The Bavli bepashas is chaylik on that. Like Taisus speaks out, the Bavli seems so not like that. The Bavli holds that the Pturim over here of Akol Chayavim Riyah and Chutz from all the people that are Pater, they're Pater both from Riyas Panim Ba'azara and they're Pater from Karban as well. So that's a very fundamental machlekes between the Bavli and Yushalmi. Are the Pturim Pater only from Karban, are they also Pater from Riyah? But Akol Panim Lefid the Yushalmi, Fekta Turiyavin, what do you see? You see clearly that you could split the two mitzvahs. You see you could split Riyas Panim Ba'azara from Riyas Panim Ba'Karban, because all these Pturim over here, they're Pater from Karban, but yet they are Mechuyiv to have Riyas Panim Ba'azara. Lefi the Rambam, that doesn't make any sense. If the din of bringing a carbon is a tenai in the Riyas Panim Ba'azara, then how could he be mechuyev in Riyas Panim Ba'azara without being mechuyev in a carbon? So the chayav from the Yushami, from the fact that it splits it, it's mevur, not like the Rambam. This is the kasha of the Turiyavin. You see that you could have Riyas Panim Ba'azara without Riyas Panim Ba'carbon, and you see that the din of carbon is not a tenai in the midst of Riyas Panim Ba'azara. Now we would think to say maybe it can be mechalik, that the Yushami is talking about a case when these people are pata from Riyas Panim Ba'Karban, then it's not ma'akiv. But those who are chayav from Riyas Panim Ba'Karban and you didn't do it, maybe then it is ma'akiv. One could l'chayav be mechalik like that, but the Turiyavin says it's not mistaber. If the fact that you see that you could be chayav in Riyas Panim Ba'Azara without a karban, obviously you see from here that karban is not a tenai in your chiyav Riyas Panim, and mimela it shouldn't be a tenai even if you are mechayav in it. So that's the kasha on the Rambam. How does the Rambam deal with this Yerushalmi? So there's a very nice hezber from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is on Daf Vav Beis later on. Reb Chaim basically says like this in the Rambam. The Pshat in the Rambam is not that he holds that the din of Riyas Panim ba'azara. The didn't bring the karmen as a tanai in the mitzvah of Riyas Panim. It's not the pshat that it's a tanai in that mitzvah, and if you didn't bring a karmen, you're not mekayem the mitzvah. But it's really a svara, the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying a svara that it's not mistaber that you could be mekayem a mitzvah with a maisa avera. A little bit ke'ein mitzvah habab avera, but even more than that. If the act you're trying to do over here is a maisa iser, that cannot be a maisa mitzvah as well. So if the pshat is when you come rekam to the azar, you're being urban this lav of not bringing the karmen, you can't say that that maisa itself would be the maisa mitzvah of being mekayem the mitzvah of Riyas Panim ba'azar. You can't have a maisa which is a maisa aver, and that maisa itself is going to become a maisa mitzvah. That is the hesber why you're not yotze the mitzvah when you don't bring the karban. And remela that would be the makkah of the Rambam, and that would explain, that would answer the kasha of the Turi Evan, that the that there's no raya from the Yerushalmi to the case of the Rambam, because vibalta pshat of the Rambam is that if you're doing an Issa with this Maisa, it can't be a Mitzvah. That's only if you're doing an Issa. That's only if you should be bringing a carbon and you didn't. But all those Pturim of our Mishnah that are Pata from Riyas Panim B'Karbon, so by them, they're not doing an Aver when they come without the carbon. They're doing what they should be doing. Fakir, they're Pata from carbon. The Chayv Riyas Panim Ba'Azara. So there's no reason why you shouldn't be Yaitze with the Riyas Panim Ba'Azara. So the Fidan has when the Rambam comes out, that's not the Pshat, the Riyas Panim B'Karbon is a Tanai in the Riyas Panim Ba'Azara, but it's just the Svar that you can't do a Mitzvah with a Maisa Avera. So what comes out over here, a very fundamental shaila of whether these two mitzvahs are Tali Habaha, is Riyas Panim Ba'Azara, is Riyas Panim Ba'Karbon Ma'akev, and then didn't Riyas Panim Ba'Azara? The Pashas is not, the Rambam holds yeah, and we have two different ways of learning the Rambam. Does Rambam mean that it's a Tanai, that you can't be Mekayim the Riyas Panim Ba'Azara without being Mekayim the Riyas Panim Ba'Karbon, or is it the Pshat like Reb Chaim is saying that when you do a Maisa Avera, that can't be a Maisa Mitzvah? Nafkamina is someone who is Pata from Riyas Panim B'Karbon, perhaps he could be Mekayim the Azar without the Karbon. Then we have a Machlekes Rashi, Bavli Yushalmi Bechlal, all the Legabi, the Pturim in our Mishnah, is that a Ptur only from Karbon, the Chayav in Re'iyah, or is it a Ptur from both Karbon and Re'iyah, which seems to be the Pashas and Shitas HaBavli.